Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It is often difficult for adults to understand the thinking of a youth, especially in relationship to the dark side of adolescence. Just a phase he or she's going through, parents and others often think or say, not realizing the reality that vast numbers of youth today feel life is no longer worth living and entertain suicidal thoughts. The tragic reality is that suicide is the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 24. Yet 4 of 5 who take their lives do exhibit signs of desperation, signs often overlooked. As the result of counseling and working with numerous families who have experienced youthful suicides, I can isolate 4 factors that I believe contribute to the desperation of youth resulting in suicide today. Factor number 1 is inexperience. As an older adult, you have faced challenges and some pretty tough situations in your life. And some way with God's help and perhaps the help of others, you made it, you got through your valley. As a result, when you face problems that seem insurmountable, you don't quit, you don't give up, you hang on and trust God. But kids today have not been through the despair of Vietnam or Iraq. When they are confronted with loss or tragedy or depression, they feel there is no way out and often despair of life itself. Factor number 2, the inability of youths to live up to their parents' expectation. This is especially true where families have high standards, and entrance exams mean the end of the educational road if they're not passed. Often when the kids feel they have disgraced their families, and the insult is too great to bear, but when parents have set up goals which are too high for the youth, or even the youth sets up goals too high for himself or herself to attain, you have a problem. The inability to cope with that problem is one of the factors which has contributed to the suicide rate today. The next 2 factors are related, almost 2 sides of the same coin. Factor number 3, pessimism in our world, which kids can't handle. And factor number 4, a lack of faith, which offsets despair and despondency. Cheryl Keyes was a suicide candidate. She tells about her experience in a collegiate magazine. She said, "The summer I started graduate school, all of the superficiality and meaningless converged and pushed me into a crisis. I had to find some answers. Since I had just graduated with a minor in philosophy and religion, I turned back to my texts for answers. I read the existentialist who said there is no meaning except in the present. There is no ultimate why. There is nothing, simply nothing. I finally saw the logical conclusion to their position. It was suicide. If there is no reason to be here, then there is no reason to be here now." Fortunately, 2 things happened to Cheryl that saved her life. The first was that she discovered C.S. Lewis and found a God who was holding everything together in a plan far bigger than she could see. And then she saw the irrational side of suicide through the suicidal death of a close friend. Despair is reversed by even the slightest faith in God that looks far beyond the circumstances of life. It is this that gives you the assurance that life is meaningful because God yet lives and answers prayer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.